You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Wednesday's Wisdom with Miss Lane. Right here on Opulent Network Radio, we are here live waiting to hear from you. Today is Wednesday, January the 24th, and it's approximately 9 o'clock. And guess what? Today is Remembering the History, and we're going to get into that. I welcome all of you to the call, because, see, if you're on this call, that means that you're determined to excel in a life-changing mission of helping the children in your community. We want to make commitments. So making a commitment to change your mindset and your lifestyle is very, very important. So when you embrace principles on how you can truly win in society, in your community, with your God, with yourself, you've joined and you've called the right number, Opulent Network Radio. Because, see, we prove to excel in all areas because we are powerful, reserve, opulent voices everywhere. You can find us on Facebook at o.ne. You can email us at info@oneopulentnetwork.com. You can also join us on GroupMe by just texting the number 470-798-0941. Text and GroupMe, and we'll send you the link. Or you can even chat with us on purechat.me/1. Remember, see, we're across the nation from the West Coast to the East Coast to the North to the South, and we spread love everywhere. And we want you to show love, and I want you to share the love. Don't hold it back. Don't hold in the greatest unity in the community station in the nation. Invite them to listen to Wisdom Wednesday with the one and only Miss Lane at 9 p.m., 347-327-9515. So now I want to give you some national hotline crisis numbers. Let me see if I've got them pulled up already. I do have some. First line is the domestic violence, national domestic violence. And I'm going to give you the website as well. It's 1-800-799-7233 or 1-800-799-7233. Safe. And their website is www.thehotline.org. Next is National Teen Dating Abuse Hotline. That's 1-666-331-9474. Again, that number is 866-331-9474. And their website is www.loveisrespect.org. All one sentence, all lowercase. www.loveisrespect.org. Okay, now we're getting down. Let's see. Rape, Abuse, and Incest Line, as also known as RAIN. So their number is 1-800-656-4673. Or you can go to their website at www.rainn.org. That's www.rainn.org. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You heard I said lifeline. I didn't say hotline. It's a lifeline because it's saving a life one day at a time. Right here is each one, teach one, love one. Their number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. And their website address is www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Again, that's www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And that's all one word, lowercase, and remember, .org, not .com. There's a big difference. It's an organization. So let's end all abuse in all forms and help save one life one day at a time. You know, we're always talking about some ambition and my last dollar. And, you know, I tell you, it's been rough. You know, when you get in a tight place and everything goes against you until it seems as though you cannot hang on a minute longer, never give up, for that is just the place and time that the tide will turn. That's Harriet Beecher Stowe. That is one of my favorites, and I will always say it. As long as I have breath in my body, I will say it. Patty cake. That's what that's like. Patty cake. I'll always say it because that is a good saying. You know, never give up. See, when your past tries to dominate your thoughts, you must let your dreams ignite your day. That's known by someone anonymous. And then this is by Miss Lane. Change your mindset and you change your soul. So once you change that mindset, it's just like putting on that new armor of God, of the spirit, of knowledge. Your soul changes. You're rid of all the old. Because, see, your mindset is very important. There's things that you can live without, and there's things you can do without. You can walk around looking rich all day long and don't have a penny in your pocket. But then you can also look broke and have a net worth. And that's what's important. Because, see, are we looking for miracles or are we looking for blessings? Or is it undeserved kindness? Do we deserve this kindness to be allowed to wake up and actually dial the number 347-327-9515? Undeserved kindness. We have to have absolute faith, meditation, faith, and prayer. They work in a trio as the God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit that is among us, the spirits that rise up and rise down. See, we need to focus on looking back to learn and look forward to live. That's the thing. Remember, the mistakes that we have created in the past, they are well lessons for us to learn better in the future. So don't ever let the present living cloud your mindset on preparing your life to live right now and preparing your life to love right now. You know, sometimes you're going to discover some things that are untrue of people that you just never thought would be, but guess what? Keep it moving. Don't stop there. Never let anything stop you. Because you know I told you about prayer. The truth is that formula is prayer. You have to build a solid, strong foundation around everything. And once you're in that solid foundation, as Opulent Network is, sometimes we have branches. Sometimes we have leaves. Guess what? Leaves change colors. They die and they fall off. Really? Yes, they do. They have to because of the season. When it gets cold, it's too cold for them. They got to go. And that's what? They blow in different directions. So when you got that strong foundation, that tree just don't uplift. It takes a lot to uplift that tree. So when you're doing anything, you should always remember, build that foundation first. And once you have that foundation, you'll grow those branches. And those branches will become strong. And once you get those branches, you're going to grow leaves. But guess what? Some of those leaves are going to fall. Some of them are going to stay there and hold on with you. But you just got to build that foundation.
In order to succeed in life, you need a foundation. In order to advance, you need to feed your faith. And your fears will be hungry. So then if you start to fail, you need to put that wisdom in your mind, that knowledge in your mind. Because you know what? Your brain and your heart are two different entities. Sometimes your brain telling you something, and sometimes your heart telling you something. Now, you got to know which way to go. Tonight's topic is remembering the history. I appreciate everyone for calling in and listening. This is going to be a different topic. And, of course, you know, we only have 45 minutes of the show, and that's just in case we run over. We want everybody to get off at said time, 10 o'clock. We know we have families and loved ones that we must tend to, and, you know, it's just, it is what it is. Change your mindset. Turn your negative thoughts and actions into positive actions. P-A-P-P-A, positive actions produces positive attitudes produces positive action. Either way you want to flip it, actions, attitudes, they have to be positive. If you don't have positive, guess what? It's just going to be another one of those things. So let me go over our one love principles, and then we're going to go on. Hopefully Sister Stephanie is on the line. I haven't checked the boards yet. I can see something, can't see too good, but I'm going to go over these one love principles and my favorite thing in the whole wide world. See, I want it, I deserve it, I can do it, and I will do it. If it's not working for me, it's because I'm not doing enough or I'm doing things wrong. So I will keep working until I learn all and achieve my goals because I cannot fail unless I quit before I succeed. Each one teach one, love one. Now, those are one love principles that everyone should go by. Why? Because we're about love, and we're about unity, and we're about helping the children and helping the parents to help the children. If you need that assistance, 470-798-0941. We try to help all that we can within in our power. So let me talk about this radio station, and I'm going to move forward. Love, the most spectacular and indescribable feeling for someone. Love, that powerful word. I have love for everyone. Even if I don't call you and say, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 it's not that I don't love you. Please don't never take that away from me, because I do. Because love is unconditional. It's not that I talk to you every day. I love you. Sometimes I cannot talk to everybody every day. See, love is unconditional. It's limitless. So she should never say, oh, you don't love me no more. Never say that, because I do. See, because love can make you do anything to sacrifice for what's better in the end. Love is intense and passionate, and love is concrete if it's from the heart. You know, a lot of people abuse that word love. But remember the history, and that's what we're going to go over. So there's one word, one word that frees us from all the weight and pain of life. That word is love. Welcome to Opulent Network Radio. I'm going to get Sister Stephanie to go ahead and pray us in so that we can get this ball started talking about our history. Sister Stephanie, are you there? My voice is going out. Okay. Okay. Of course you're there, and I have not. Oh my goodness. Okay. I got you. I know you're saying, you're supposed to open up the line. Hello.
Hi.
Hey. I don't have my head attached.
All that's all right. It's been a stressful week, but we made it. So, hey, we're halfway there.
I made it another day. That's all I can say. I lost another friend. I lost, like, one of my big brothers just today.
Well, bless you.
So,
a lot of loss in one day. I lost 5 patients. They've been my long-term patients that I just, 2 of them are just like family. So, it's been a rough week for me as well. So,
Yeah. Oh boy, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, can
I
you
miss
open
that
up
time of year?
Prayer?
I can do so.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity to come together as a family. I thank you for the opportunity to pull strong for one another. Many of us are going through some difficult times, and you know what those times are. I thank you for the opportunity to seek advice and wisdom. I thank you for the doctors, for those who are going through some health issues, and I thank you for just being there for us, to wrap your arms around us and hold us strong as we try to pull our hearts and into the understanding that our mind has, but our heart is breaking. And I thank you for that opportunity to turn to you, and I thank you for your love. I ask that you be with each individual here today, for you know what their hearts most desire, whether it be financial, health, sickness, whatever it may be. I know that you are the ultimate healer and the ultimate provider. I ask that you do continue to be with us as we leave tonight and move into the world tomorrow with a little more knowledge today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I see we have a couple calls on. Welcome to the line. We want to welcome Dr. Navigator to the line from our show on Sundays at 8 p.m. Love to the Line with Dr. Navigator, who explicitly tells it like it is right there on Opulent Network every Sunday night. You need to join us. And then join us on Monday with Motivational Mondays with Naomi Love, coming on at 9 p.m. And then again, the one and only Miss Lane on Wisdom's Wednesday and Thoughtful Thursday. Tomorrow, Ja Ace is going to be showing up on his topic. And I almost forgot what it is, but I shouldn't have. It is the common denominator. And it's funny that his topic is the common denominator, but the common catchphrase is the common denominator. I didn't give you the topic, but catchphrase is common denominator. And tonight's topic here is remembering the history. So, going to get right on into it because, you know, we don't have much time. It's 9:20 right now. So we got 20 minutes and we'll take some questions or hopefully some input from Dr. Navigator, because actually I wanted him to do this segment. But since I hadn't been on so long and life is just so wherever it goes, I'm here. It's interesting that when we say history, we have divided history into two different phases. And we have American history, and then we have what they call Black history. But the funny thing is, we only have Black history 1 month out of 12. Now, I never really understood that, and it's not a black or white thing. I think that's just how it was. I guess they were saying that maybe there's not enough inventors or scientists or people who made history. Well, by me dealing with science and technology and engineering, I know plenty of inventors and scientists. And some things, you know, people don't know. So I don't call it white history or American history. I call it history. It's the history. It doesn't matter. Adam and Eve is history. It's stuff that happened. It's history. It's not a black. We need to take off the black and white thing. That gets on my nerves. I don't see black or white. I don't see purple and green. I see a human being. And that's where we need to be. And that's what's wrong with society, is that we're dividing and conquering, but we're not conquering anything. And we got to do better, people. We got to do better. See, I have a list of inventors that I know and scientists, and many of them are African American, some of them not, who have invented a multitude of items or made discoveries in the course of their life, and they are still living. And they've ranged from practical everyday devices from applications to scientific discoveries in diverse fields, including physics, biology, mathematics, plus medical, nuclear, and space science. So that's my field. So the thing I would know. So if there's anything else, there's some more I do probably know, you know, like Martin Luther King. But everybody knows about Martin Luther King. When you first think of Black history, first thing you think of is Martin Luther King. Well, see, the thing about it is what we have to get out of, we got to get out of just treating it in February. Because this went around year round. When they made this stuff, they didn't stop and do it in, oh, let's go and do it in the month of February. This is a year round. Events were created and discovered year round. They did not wait till February. So why are we, no, not we, why are we, the people, accepting this one month to say, oh yeah, this is the month that we only talk about Black history? Fragonacle. I don't believe that. I believe you should talk about it every month because there's so many inventors and scientists that we don't know it about. You know, among the earliest was, everybody knows, George Washington Carver. His reputation was based on his research and the promotion of alternative crops to cotton. And then he aided in nutrition for farm families. But what does everybody know him as? And they associate him with whom? I've got the lines open, so anybody is welcome. Let me open this line as well. You're open to speak. You're open to speak. Please mute your phones if you're not speaking. So everybody associates George Washington Carver with what? Peanuts. And then what? And who else do they associate him with? Jimmy Carter. I don't know how those two come in together, but they do. See, the thing that people don't know about George Washington Carver, that is, he created recipes, over 105 of recipes. He developed and he promoted products. I'm sorry? Good. So he also received numerous awards for his work. But do we know this? All we know is that he created the peanut. That's it. He got the Spring Arm Medal from the NAACP. Do we know this information? No, we don't know it. He promoted about 100 products from peanuts. Not just the peanut. You got peanut butter, you got peanut this, you got peanut that. Everything that has to deal with a peanut, he created it. But he didn't get the recognition for it like he should. We should know his name. When we say peanut, when we think of Skippy, we think of Jiffy, we think of Carver. And it's just that. It's just that. And then you have Percy Julian, who is the one where all of you people take your drugs. He is the one who pioneered the chemical synthesis of medical drugs from the plants. So he extracted the drugs from the plants that we now presently take on a large scale, from hormones, steroids, testosterone, that, you know, I think that's not, that's the word, but yeah, plant steroids. He did all this stuff. And he also had a line of steroid drugs that helped in the cortisone and the birth control pills. But does anybody know that? Is anybody online? Am I talking to air? Somebody talk to me. Tell me something. We don't know this stuff because they're constantly, and I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese. We only know specific things, and I am so tired of every month we don't talk about this. We don't talk about it until February. Why not talk about it every day? Why not go to the internet, surf? Why not go to the library, get a reference book, and find out who did what? I bet you can't nobody tell me who made the red light. Nobody on this line. Let me see. Do I got some lines open? Can I get some lines open, please?
If your line is open, please mute your phone, because I do not, we don't want to hear your conversations. Just mute your phones, please. Thank you. So does anybody know who created the red light? Dr. Navigator. I'm just going to call you on that. Who made the red light? You there? Oh, we Googling? Are we Googling? Anybody Googling? It's okay to Google. At least I know you know how to search for it. So y'all just going to make me tell y'all who created the red light. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to go to the next one. And see, this is what I'm talking about. Because don't be scared to speak, because, you know, this is Miss Lane. I keep it real 100 all day long. It's not American history. It's not black history. It's history. Stop saying that. We need to get away from that. Only time we talk about the black inventors and the scientists who created and started and developed and made this country the greatest country that we all live in, U.S. of A., was some of our pioneer black people and some white people and Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. It doesn't matter. It's the history. Stop dividing it and start teaching your children who made this. All right, I got a good one for you. And I'm just, you know, I know you guys are probably saying, this is what she talk about, history? Yeah, I'm talking about history because it's important. Because your child is going to want you to go to the store, to the Walmart, and buy a super soaker, which is one of those big water guns, and didn't even know that it was made by a black man. His name was Lonnie George Johnson. Hello? Anybody there? Because I know everybody's kids got a super soaker. Uh-huh, I thought so. See, that super soaker sold close to $1 billion when he first introduced that back in 1991. That was 26 years ago. That's when my son was born. And he had two of them. And I got some here now. A super soaker. Made by a black man. Sold to Hasbro, the company. It was the best selling toy in America. But do we know these things? No, we don't. We don't know these things because we're so attracted to following a suit of what society has laid out for us, that Black History Month is only in February, so that's the only time you need to talk about it. That's not true. We need to continue so you can know more. You know more about other people than you know about black people. And black people and white people and Mexicans and Asians and all of them is a melting pot. And they all made history. It's not two separate types of history. Oh, yeah, we got bad history. We got Holocaust. We got slavery. We got bad history. We got good history. But let's take the good with the bad and do something positive with it and initial your children to learn at least four people a month. Can we do that? Is that asking too much? You can teach them how to learn that Nintendo, Super Mario, Ouija, I don't know. Hello? Y'all can teach them how to get on that iPhone and iPad. They know that. They know Cardi B and Gucci Mane and whoever else it is. That's the only people I know right there, for real. That's a shame. Oh, no, you got Rihanna, and you got Jay-Z, you got Beyonce. But I'm saying, and they know their songs by heart. So why can't you get them to know the history? When you get them to know the history of who, oh, the guy who invented this, he was black, just like me. Same way with Barack Obama. Same way. So, this is a pop quiz, and I'm going to throw it up to whomever's online. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back online. Welcome to the line. Does anybody know the
I know you. Everybody knows Barack Obama ran for president. He was one of the black persons that ran for president. But does anybody know the other black gentleman who ran for president as well? And all lines are open, so please speak freely. Does anyone know that? There was another black guy who ran for president. Sounds like somebody's about to speak. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I think I got somebody on the line that can answer that. I see you just came in. Okay, my question was, and you don't even have to know what I'm talking about to answer the question. Besides Barack Obama, what was the other black gentleman who ran for president? Reverend Jai Ace, where you at? Yep, I throw you out there in the wolves. Where you at? Where you at? Reverend Jai Ace. Uh-oh. I think my callers are dropping. Jai Ace, are you on the line? Yep. Okay. So I'll come back to that. Well, there was one gentleman who...
I have it.
Who is I have?
Brother G.
Oh, okay. Who was it, sir?
Dr. Benjamin Carson.
Dr. Benjamin Carson. That is correct. Wonderful. Thank you so much for that information. The thing about Dr. Benjamin Carson that people don't know is that he was a pediatric neurosurgeon. He was the first surgeon to successfully separate twins that had a cranial aspergillosis. I can't pronounce that word. But he is the first one. He came from Johns Hopkins University, and he ran for president. He is still alive right now. And you probably know him as just Ben Carson, but he ran for president. But that's history, and that was present. That was 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer than that. I think he ran against Obama. I'm not for sure. But we don't know history. We don't need to define who made the define what race made the history. It's just history. Because, see, when you start separating, and then that's when we don't get the full intake of what happened. See, when they said the British are coming, everybody says that it was Paul Revere, but it was not only Paul Revere. It was somebody before Paul Revere that said it. And I'm sure, as always, I'm not going to be able to get that answer right now unless somebody's got it. Because I'm not going to give it to you. I want you to research it yourself. I want you guys to get out there and research and help your children find out about the history. I got a caller that wants to speak. Go ahead, caller. Oh, well, love to the line.
Love, Queen. I'm sorry that I couldn't, actually speak when you first called upon me, but I had to step away for a minute. But did anyone answer your question?
Which one?
You asked me a question about the stoplight, which I spoke about on your show before.
Oh yeah, I no one answered the question. Who created the first red light, green light, yellow light? No one answered
that. Well, before, I got to do a closing, so I'm not going to get too in-depth, but I will say this. I heard you say something about Google. If they Google, who made the traffic light, they're going to learn about a guy named Lester Wire. They're not going to learn the true history of the origins of where the invention of the red light came from. But we all know that, because I spoke about this before on your show, by a guy named, his name Morgan, something like Garrett Morgan. But he actually came up with the origin of, you know, the stoplight. And this guy, Lester Wire, who is from Detroit, you know, where he kind of modified the idea. So, you know, he went down as the big inventor. And I'm going to leave that right there.
And that is exactly right. Because, it's a give and take of situation. You know, it's like, you know, I started this, then you finished it, but then you get the credit for it. I don't understand that. Why we all can't just get along? Who said that? He is famous also. He's also in the books of famous quotations. You know, why we all just can't get along. People don't know that. That's history. Whether it's good, bad, happy, or sad, it's history. Are you teaching your children about history? Does anybody know the first lady who actually invented the LASIK eye surgery for cataracts? They don't know nothing about that. They don't know nothing about that. And you can Google all day, but you got to know the real, true person. She was an ophthalmologist. Her name is Patricia Bass. Like Bass, but it's Bass. You know, you have a Bass and you have a Bass. Or you have a vase, or you have a vase, or you have a tomato, or you have a tomato. Well, her name is Bass. And she's still alive. But she made a revolution unique for a treatment of an ultrasound and for the eyes and for African American women to do it, because they were only, when she started it, they were only doing it on every other race except for the black race. And so she made a pave for that. And these things are important, because guess what? We need glasses. We're going to get older. Some of us might have cataracts. You have to think about your connections. It's just connecting the dots. Why not know this? Why would you know more about Cardi B than you know about the man who invented a chair with sliding skin? You know, I'm just anything. Why not? Why not? This Keith Black, he was the one who came up with the research on brain tumors. Do we know this? No. Because we're too much into the worldly things. That's why we only follow a suit with Black History being the only month to talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. Who else? Harriet Tubman. Who else? George Washington Carver. We know them. We can name them off our hands. But can we name other people? We need to name more people, because it's history. What about Henry Blair? He was the second Black inventor to issue a patent. He invented the seed planter and the cotton planter. So for all the cotton pickers, he was a seed planter. He invented the seed planter and the cotton planter. Because I'm sure he was tired of planting back in the day. And all of these were different. All this was information for everyone. It's not just for Black people. It's not. And it's so, so crazy. Now, this is one I'm just going to throw at you, because I know everybody on this line has used one. And I bet you don't know who invented it. She invented the ironing board by a Black lady named Sarah Boone. She also has a book. Sarah Boone. I just needed to tell you that, because things that we use every day, we don't know that
where it came from, the pacemaker. You got so many different things. Why not use this free Google, the library, books? Use the audio. You don't want to read? Go buy the audio. It's $14 a month. I just listen to the book and listen to the writer expunge their thoughts out in words instead of reading them. I like to listen. I like to read. I read a lot of books. I got two libraries in my house. Knowledge is power. You tired of your job? Then you need to do research to get a better job. You tired of being broke? Then you need to do some means to get more money. And I'm talking about in a positive way. You tired of all the different wrong things that's going on? Do something about it. Speak about it. Don't be quiet, because being quiet ain't going to get you nowhere. It's going to be the same thing, and you're still beating that same horse. Get some research. Know what's happening. I don't know if some of you missed it. Reverend Jai, are you still there? Let me see. Okay, I think he stepped off. No, here, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the call. Hey, how's it going?
Blessings. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm sorry?
I said, I see you giving off the history tonight. Wonderful.
You know, I keep it in my head, and I was just thinking, you know, here it is again. They're going to start talking about Black history again, only in the month of February. I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to start talking about it every single time I get on the radio.
Oh,
because
right.
You know what? Because the thing about it is, it's not just Black history. It's the history. You understand
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? It's,
that's right.
It's the history. It's not just Black, because who's benefit off of it? Everybody. It ain't just the Black folk. It's the white folk, the Puerto Rican folk, the Mexican folk. Ain't that how they say it? Folk. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. The street sweeper truck. Do you know the garbage can that sweep the streets? That was invented by a Black man, Charles Brooks. The list goes on and on and on. The safe that we put our jewelries in and our monies trying to hide from the crooks, that was invented by a Black man too. The lawnmower was invented by a Black man. I'm just saying. And he also, check this out, this is going to really blow your mind. I ain't want to even tell you this. But you know how we have internet right now? You know the optic fibers that they've been talking about? This man here, look him up. I want y'all to look him up. Google him. Y'all got Google on your phone. Albert, or John Albert Burr, or Albert Burr. He was born in 1800s. It's now 2000. And they just now finally figuring it out. He started this way back then. Optic fiber connectors. It's crazy. I want you to each week, those who have children, don't say it's Black history. Say it's the history. Because what has happened is a lot of these inventors and inventions and accomplishments and scientists did not get their just due. It was taken. It was stolen. It was given. It was shared. It was partnered. Whatever it was, they still made history. And when it was made, it wasn't called Black history. So stop putting that Black in front of it. It's just history. Just history. And if anybody disagrees, that's fine. You have that option to disagree with me. But you will find that where you have studied the history and our history, all you're being told about is five different Black people in that book. But if you go research the history the real history, you will see that there was a whole bunch of blacks, Puerto Ricans, and Mexicans, and Asians, and Indians that created something that made U.S. of A. what it is now. So how can you just take it out of the books? How can you just not teach it? You got to combine it. Stop that segregating. Y'all don't know? Let me get off the flow. Dr. Navigator, Reverend Ace, where y'all at? Come on, get on the flow. I can't do it no more. I can't do it. I'm trying to figure out why. Why do we keep accepting segregation? We keep accepting it. Over and over and over and over and over. They blood bleed just like your blood bleed.
Yes. Hey, I'm gonna let you go ahead and open the door, and I'm gonna close it for you.
that's my foundation.
Well, I just was gonna say about, you know, I was actually just reading today about Robert Smalls. You know, a lot of people don't know about him. Well, a lot of people don't know about him, but you know, he was born in the 1830s, you know, and as a politician, Smalls offered state legislation that actually gave South Carolina the first free and compulsory public school system, you know, and just to know that it was, and I gotta say, a black man that did it, you know, I was in awe to see that when I was reading it, you know. I don't think nobody actually, because I know I probably would have never even thought about that, but I don't think nobody really actually knew that unless they have been just digging deep into some stuff like you have, Ms. Lane. and he actually saved, you know, in slavery, he saved himself, his family, and his crew, and all of their families as well by sailing north. And it was so much about this guy, man. And I actually was in awe just reading. And it was he got him up on a Confederate transport ship by the name of the CSS Planter. And he freed.
Planter.
Yeah, the CSS Planter. And he freed all of those people, man. And it was just a great success. And he helped persuade President Abraham Lincoln to accept African-American soldiers into the Union Army. So this guy here, it was just so much on this guy that I was reading about today, and I was in awe, you know. So that's something that people should know as well, you know. Robert Smalls. God. So that's something that I was reading about today. But I see that, man, this history thing, and you're right, Ms. Lane, we definitely need to get more into the history, you know. And it's good to know the black history, but as you say, it's simply history, point blank period, you know. Whether you had a black on it or not had a black on it, it's history, you know. But it is good to know that our people did create some things as well, you know. Noble Drew Ali, a lot of people might not know who he is, Noble Drew Ali. Was a founder of the Morris Science Temple of America in New Jersey, and it was back in the 1920s. Man, I'm talking about it's so much that we can learn if we just go and look. Like you said, though, stop just sitting around, and if you know you're tired of your job or whatnot, you know, it's so easy to create other adventures these days. You know, they didn't
that's
have
right, that's
back
right.
then. Yeah, back then they didn't have the things that we have now. It's like right now, things are just at our fingertips, at our, you know, whatever idea we come up with, you know, it's a help at your fingertips to just get things started. You know, how did they start this? You probably gonna say Google. How did they start this? What would be best for this? That down. You know, and it gives you a all around plan of how you can actually start your own thing. Invent your own business and stuff like that. So as you said, get tired of your day job, create your job. That's right.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny that you say that because you know, there was one person that started one thing, and Madam C.J. Walker, she finished it. You know, there was one guy who wrote the patent for a hot comb, and everybody know mm-hmm. Madam C.J. Walker for what? A hot comb, right?
Yep.
And grease and all that stuff for your hair.
The perm, yeah.
But Walter Simons is just what I'm saying. He died in 73. But he started the patent for the hot comb, and C.J. Walker, she is the one who kind of say, okay, let's put this to use and do more with the hot comb. You know, and I wanted to say about Robert, you know, Robert was a sea captain. You know that. He had his own ship. He was a pilot. But he was a slave. But he gained his freedom. Did you know that?
That's right.
He gained it by being as smart as he was. Because he was a slave, and I guess he got tired of being a slave, too. You know what I'm saying? But like Bessie Coleman. Who was she? Does anybody know? Anybody know who Bessie Coleman is? Huh?
Did you say who's that? Bessie Coleman? No, go ahead. You got one on me right now.
Yeah, she was the first black woman to hold a pilot license. So that means she flew a plane. She flew a plane. Hello? 1921, she flew the first plane. I'm not gonna say she flew a first plane in 1921, but she was the first black to get her plane license as a woman. And see, that goes back to Hidden Figures. I bet you I can count on one hand. Nobody has. When I see Hidden Figures, I see the lady. What is her name? I love her. She's the one that was on that board. Taraji. That's me.
Taraji
on the board.
Taraji P.
I'm on the board. That's me. See, we didn't know that. And unless we research it, we're never going to know. And see, this is what happened. Somebody researched that, found them women, and some of them, I think two of them are still alive, and talked about it and said, oh, y'all was the one that first took the man into space. Y'all was the one that did the calculation.
That's history.
Whether it's black or white, it's history. And that's all I'm trying to say. And I'm going to take it back.
I got one more for you, I got one more for you before you let Dr. Navigator come. I got one more for you. And I actually got a couple of my guys doing some essays on this Black History Month. So I threw one out there at them. Claudette Colvin. Do you know who that is?
Claudette Colvin. That name sounds familiar.
Well, Claudette Colvin is the woman that actually was the first one that they arrested for not giving up her seat. If everybody thinks it's Rosa Parks, but this happened 9 months
ago. Why?
She was a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah, right. That's right. But that's why they didn't put her out there, because she was only 15 years old.
Yep, she was 15 years old. And they wouldn't put her out there, but it happened 9 months later with Rosa Parks, and she just was tired, so she just refused. And she actually was in the right section, but by the bus being filled to capacity, they wanted her to get up and let one of the whites sit down. And she was like, no, you know, and she refused, so they arrested her as well. And that's when it became such a thing about Rosa Parks. But nobody actually knew about this young girl, Claudette Colvin. You know, and this is the piece that I'm doing now on her with some of my guys. So it's a beautiful thing.
Wonderful, wonderful.
You
got to
learn this stuff. You have to learn this stuff, though. You have to learn this stuff, and you're right about it.
Well, the thing about it is, all I'm saying is, let's take away the black history. Let's take away the word black, and let's just say history. Because the thing The thing about it is, it's history. It happened. These things, these events happen. So when things happen, like when I go in and I log in to do this radio show, guess what? They say this is our sixth season. Our sixth season, our 200 and such and such and such episode. You understand what I'm saying? That's history.
Of course.
That's history. So
of course.
I want people to don't say Black history, because see, guess what? You're saying for this month. Every month is history, because every day didn't stop in February to make it. Every month is history. So every month we should learn four things about four Black people, Mexicans, Puerto Rican, I don't care who it is, because you know about everybody else. You know about everybody, George Carvin, George Washington, I cannot tell a lie, cut off apple, okay, Abe Lincoln, you know what I'm saying? We know all the basics. Do we know what came behind the basics, where the front started at? That's what I'm saying. Let's get it all together and just call it history and stop doing the segregation of Black history, white history. It's just history.
But it's crazy because you don't say white history, you just say history. But you say Black history month time.
Exactly.
It is crazy. That's right.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. And that's why I said I encourage. So I said this month, and from this month on, every month I will talk about, I don't, if they're Puerto Rican, Chinese, I don't care who it is, something that you don't know, news and information you can use to your advantage. If you want to know more about something or where it originates from, get to the bottom line. Get to the bottom line. But let me back up and let Dr. Navigator do his thing. But I'm gonna give it back to you, Reverend Agent. Give it to you. I'm done. I love you all. Thanks for calling in, and a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Make sure to join us on Thursday with Reverend John Ace and the Common Denominator. See, that's what I'm saying. The Common Denominator. This is what it's all about. What is the common denominator? How is that going hand in hand with our history? Come on now. All right, I'm out. Go ahead.
You're going to stop trying to give away my show. Oh, man. Dr. Navigator, where is he? Did he take off?
Love to the line.
Love, blessings, blessings, blessings.
Hey, now see, when I seen the topic for the history, but, you know, that's me. That's what I'm intrigued with. And, you know, it's kind of touching, but because when I bring it, you know, I may bring a little too forceful, so I have to learn how to water it down. But, you know, Melaine said, forget that. She brought it, so I'm on course side with it. You know, the first thing she spoke about, or the first person she spoke about tonight was George Washington Carver. And I'm going to give a little history, because she threw a question out there. Why do they, relate him to, you know, the president guy, Jimmy Carter. Well, see, John Wilson Carver, see, he was sent from home at a young age, at the age of 12, because he, at the time, Negroes were not allowed to go to public schools. But so it was like years and years later, 18 years actually, at the age of 30, before he could even attend college. And, you know, some of the extraordinary achievement that he made, he was so intrigued with it, because he felt everything that he accomplished, it was a gift from God. So he didn't feel like he had to pattern it or, you know, receive profit from it. So he donated his life and ventures so they could be continued to be researched for humankind. Yet it's still someone took it upon themselves to take his researches and make profit from it, which he gave all his glory to God. And see, when we talk about why he is, you know, in reference to, you know, Jimmy Carter, see, amongst his achievement, he developed ways to, you know, the rotate the crops, a method to free, you know, slaves of the southern states from actually just using cotton and tobacco. As he continued to go along, he made, you know, southern farmers realize that, you know, altering such crops as peanuts and soybeans and pecans, and, you know, it made the South able so it lose the title of cotton until you can actually, you know, exert to other things. colorful is how to enhance, you know, modern life. Such as, you know, peanut butter, ink, plastic. What is covered are improved by COVID. Yet and still, these are things that we don't learn about him. These are things that were hidden from our, you know, history, American history, world history, U.S. history, whatever history you want to call it, even black. Because, see, it would be exposing something that, hey, sometimes people, we were robbed. You know, our adventure was stolen from us. Or we were just, you know, not knowledgeable enough to know that, man, if we did pattern our, you know, invention, that we could have actually, you know, received some type of financial income from it. But see, at the time, just like today, we give all our thanks to God. And financial wealth never been a thing of, you know, we just asked for 40 acres and a mule. We still waiting on it. But we still striving and we still making it. My daughter was told to do a report on, you know, black people that was born in the 1800s. And she gave a list. And when I seen the list, I told her to do her paper on Nat Turner, who was born in 1800, and he was actually killed 1830. And when she did her paper on him, she was asked by her professor, well, he wasn't on the list. How did you know about him? And she told him, and my daddy told me about him. And, you know, needless to say, she received a good grade on it, but it was something that they wanted to keep hid from the rest of the class. Because you don't want to know about a rebellious, you know, Negro slave, someone who was willing to die for their freedom. It was you know, hindered from her to be actually expose that, hey, it was some people that say, hey, I'm just not going to do this. When we talk about Helena Tubman, that she said she could have freed more slaves as long as they knew they were slaves. Because we are so accustomed to becoming, conforming to the ways of the world that we forget that the Bible told us that we were going to do this anyway. Just like we're doing today. You know, everything that comes out, guess what? We want to be a part of it. Cinco de Mayo, the Mexican came to get in the store because we already there. We actually knew we take off on this day. Yet and still, we work every day in February. You know, we had somebody say that last year on the show, actually, should we take off? And it was just spellbinding me. I just could not believe it. You know, we want to be a part of everything except being a part of ourselves. No longer do we want to be saying that we're proud to be black, or black is beautiful, or that, you know, we look at our women, we call them queens, and you know, we consider ourselves kings because we came from, you know, minority. They don't even know that, but ask somebody about Kardashian, and you'll meet little boys, and they tell you everything about Kim Kardashian, everybody she done slept with. Ask somebody about Little Housewives of Atlanta, and they can tell you all about these little midgets. Ask somebody about being black, and they're like, well, you know. And they don't know nothing about it. Ask people about what's making you, my show's topic for the month. What do you know about being American? And they can't tell you nothing about the black code. They don't know nothing about this document that was written that's saying that even after the Civil War, that you, black people that assembled using the Constitution, because we have the right to assemble, still have to have a white person present to make sure y'all didn't get out of pocket. But don't nobody want to teach us that. They don't want to tell you about the actual facts. They don't want to tell you about the fact that everything that was brought into creation has something to do with us. They even had a saying in the black code saying if a white person had an ounce of black blood in them, they were considered black. You know what I mean? The white people went crazy behind that because, man, my dad had been messing with the slaves. Yet it's still today, 2018, we still can say black history. We got 1 month out the year. And we happy with that. And we ain't so happy with you. I don't see little boy King no more. When I was growing up, you seen it, you know, repeatedly. You know what I'm saying? It's slowly fading away. Yet and still, we could tell you all about Kim Kardashian. Yet and still, we could tell you all about why we can have, you know, more mulatto children born in 1 year to make a new race. And we can tell you about being black. But, you know, when you do that, then, you know, that the first thing they're going to say, hey, you being racist. Well, how can I be considered racist when you're telling me, let's talk about black history. But when I ask you about anybody else in history, you just say it's American history. You understand what I'm saying? When I can ask you about, why do we have to be considered African-American and everybody else got subtitles and, you know, a white person is considered American. But I don't nobody want to talk about that. Boy, you're being racist. I don't understand that. Just like, you know, we don't understand the topic tonight about, you know, why we got to put the word black in front of history. In order for us to coincide with it, when we don't know nothing about it. And if you can't teach your children how to be black or where they come from, why can't you be upset today when they grow up and saying, hey, I wear skinny leg jeans, and hey, I go with my homeboy? Baby, what do you even know about sex? What do you know about, you know, what the organ of sex? What do you can't even explain this to them because you don't know yourself. See, this is what Optum Network is about. This is why we are positive reserve Optum Watson everywhere in order to reserve the right for you to have the right to know. When the lady said, go ahead and Google it, man, he's like, Google it for what? I didn't even know you could ask Google that question. But ask Google about something that's senseless. What is the distance between Atlanta, Georgia, and the lady prison to go visit your baby? And they say, you exactly how many miles is it? You'll ride right down the highway to do it. Ask Google, how can I stop my baby from being a prisoner? Ask Google, why is it that we have more blacks in prison than we have colleges and universities? Ask Google that. So you can sit down and tell him to your baby and tell him why he may be the next victim to being a police brutality, or being shot by a police officer, or being a convict. Because, baby, you look better sitting in somebody's cell, making them rich, while your mother, your children, your family, your community is degrading, it being deteriorating because your presence is no longer there. But see, if you do that, then you're being racist. See, the merit of what I'm trying to tell you is that what Ms. Lane is bringing to this table is not being racist. It's being aware. Because the history she speaks about is for every person on this line, even if you're white. Because if you go through your family tree and find out that you got anybody in your family black, which you probably do, then you really consider being black yourself, but you ain't going to accept that, huh? But see, that's where we at today. But us as blacks, man, we just accepting our position, our role. We struggling, and we done learned to be complacent with it. You learn where you come from in order to know where you're going to go in life. If you don't know where you came from in life, then you just a statistic. Only people that is known through history is those who bring something into existence. Everybody else is just a statistic. So what have you done? How can you actually stand before God when you have prayers from the earth and say, hey, I did something better with my life? Then you just say, right before I die, Lord God, please forgive me for my sin. Now I feel like I'm good. What did you do for your kids? What have you done for the world that you left behind? Because if you have bought something into existence, you'll forever be remembered. But if you don't, I doubt very seriously the street that you live on is going to be named after you. I doubt very seriously that your children is going to be able to go work. Hey, whatever job you got, they're going to go and say, hey, my mama just died, so I need a job. If you ain't got the rent, if you ain't on that lease, you're going to get up out of here. Your mama ain't here no more. We still living for our 40 acres and a mule. We ain't got it yet. And the same thing that we are waiting on is to teach our children about their history, about their origin, about the strength of, you know, just being a strong black-minded person, that you're not dumb just because you're black. You're not ugly just because you're black. You're not an underachiever just because you're black. You're stagnated because you're black, and you have accepted it. And you have accepted it because your parents accepted it. Now, see, that's a misjustice to our youth. Yet, and still we say, I love my baby. Well, teach them something. Or you just going to rely on the school system that don't know they damn, excuse me, they self. See, this is what we're talking about. This is what we come here for. And it don't mean to disrespect nobody. And we're not pointing out nobody, because all year long, we'll smoke about all type of topics that, you know, coincide to everybody. Just tonight, we put the word black in front of it. And it wasn't disrespectful. Because I have to believe that if anybody white on this line, that you learned something tonight to make you even open your own eyes. So don't hide it from your children. Maybe your children will realize that, hey, you're not superior just because you're a certain race. Because we all come from the same dirt. And we all got to do the same thing that Carver did. Give your earnings to where it came from, to God. And see, now you done served a purpose. Now your children can look at you with awe and realize that, man, my mom or my dad, man, they smart, and I want to be just like them. Or you could continue to sit in front of your TV and watch Little Housewives of Atlanta, watch Meet the Kardashians, and dream about being Kanye West. And with that being said, as always, man, love to the line.
All right now. Y'all put your hearts together and put your hands together. That was the one and only Dr. Navigator from Love to the Line on Sundays at 8 p.m. You better tell him. That was my whole topic right there. He told everything in a nutshell. And I know somebody online that would like to speak. They might have dropped off, but I know it's somebody on the line that would like to speak. Let me tell you something. I chose this topic because I'm tired of hearing about Black history. There's only 1 month. So that's why I chose it. And it's sad, but it's true. But a lot of the work that was started, created, invented was a Black person or a Chinese person or a Puerto Rican or a Mexican. They did something that was history. So I vow, and I do not say Black History Month. It's just history. We got 12 months of history. So let's take the vow and I challenge everyone to learn about at least 4 people a month. 1 week, learn about somebody. Just read a little bit every day until you know about that person. And then you're going to say, hey, did you know about the person who first, the first lady who got her license as a pilot? Did you know about her? Or did you know about who invented the toothbrush for us to brush our teeth? Or who made the stoplight? Or who got the heart? Or who did? It's always something. But see, the thing about it is, once we know better, we do better. And right now, by us study being segregated and accepting the 1 month for Black history, it's not Black history. It's history. That's a plain thing. But Sister Naomi, are you still online? Did you want to speak? If not.
Hey, no, I didn't want to speak. I'm just listening right now.
Okay. I wasn't for sure. I saw your line light up, so I wasn't for sure. So, I wanted not to go too far with I didn't want to go over 10 o'clock, but I it's a very deep, sensitive subject, and I want people to, what you heard today, take it somewhere else. Have them take it somewhere else. Please, we ask you to share. Join us online, Facebook, O.N.E. Join us online. Join us at the GroupMe. Join us on the Pure Chat. Let's make the conversation. It starts somewhere. We are opulent voices everywhere. We are. See, that's what Opulent Network is about. And we prove successfully that we're everywhere from the north to the south. We prove powerful, reserved, opulent voices everywhere. Remember that. We've made history. This is our 6th year on the radio. How about that? How about that? Do the math. Do your Google. As he said, I didn't know I could Google that. I know I can Google the distance between my house and to go visit my cousin in jail. They're going to tell you the exact thing. Stop harboring your life and your children's lives and your families and your communities from not knowing what and where and who and why and whatever. Sister Stephanie, are you still there? I can't see.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
How are you?
I'm okay. Just laying here listening.
Okay.
Learning.
Listening and learning. That's a great thing. I just want to make sure. And, you know, I want to apologize to you because I'm supposed to get down there to you and I ain't got down there yet. Oh, I'm so
bad. That's okay. We've been busy.
I know. I've been super busy. So with that being said, I appreciate everyone. That fantastic closure of Dr. Navigator. I want you guys to listen in tomorrow. See, if you know that this tonight's topic was remembering the history, tomorrow is what's the common denominator? The common denominator, right tomorrow. Now you heard I said right tomorrow, Thursday at 9 p.m., 347-327-9515. Go ahead and text someone and let them know that you're on the greatest unity in the community station in the nation, Opulent Network Radio. We out. We love you. And who's going to take us out in prayer? Sister Naomi, please. Okay, her line dropped. Let's see, who's next?
I got her.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Of course. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being the Almighty, the creator of all. Heavenly Father, thank you for instilling within our mind states and so many other mind states to just do things that you have given them the mind state to do, becoming organizer, becoming people that have invented so much, Lord. Father God, history. That's where we are right now, history. Each day that we breathe, that you give us to breathe, Lord, is history. Father God, we thank you for that. Father, we thank you for each and every person that has graced this line tonight, every tongue that has spoke, every ear that has listened, every heart that have received, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you to continue just blessing us, continue giving us history after history after history, Heavenly Father. Continue letting us be history. And we are thanking you right now in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Thanks for everyone calling in.
Good night.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Popular Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Love.
All things and what they used to be now. Where all the blue skies look.